I'm Virginia Allen, and this is the Daily Signal Top News for Thursday, April 11th. Here are today's headlines. President Joe Biden says he may take executive action on the southern border. The president sat down for an interview with the news outlet Univision. And during that interview, Biden was asked if he would make a final decision soon on taking executive action on the border, including using executive action to shut down the southern border. Here's what he had to say.
We're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it, slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation.
Now, when Biden said there that he would have the power under the legislation, he was referring to the border bill that failed in the Senate in February. That bill was a $118 billion spending bill that also included some measures related to the border, but would have allowed 5,000 illegal aliens to cross the southern border every single day. Biden went on to say that he is not sure if he has the power to take executive action on the border or not.
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
If Biden does issue a border-related executive order, he will be using the power that is available to him in the Immigration and Nationality Act, which is the same power that former President Donald Trump used to take executive action to secure the border. Axios reports that while executive action by Biden at the southern border isn't final yet, it is expected by the end of April. So stay tuned. O.J. Simpson has died. He passed away in Las Vegas on Wednesday of prostate cancer. O.J. Simpson was a Hall of Fame NFL star and a Hollywood actor. And he was accused of killing his ex-wife and her friend, but in 1995, he was acquitted. His family this morning posted a statement on X saying on April 10th, our father, Orrin L. J. Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Simpson's murder trial became known as the trial of the century as Americans watched it unfold with almost the same level of interest as a blockbuster movie. Nicole Brown was Simpson's second wife. They divorced in 1992 after she accused him of verbal and physical abuse. In 1994, both Nicole Brown and her friend, Ron Goldman, were found stabbed to death outside Brown's home. But after Simpson's acquittal in the murder case, later in 1997, a jury in a civil lawsuit found Simpson liable for the wrongful death of his ex-wife and her friend. He was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages. The former NFL star did finally spend 9 years in prison for an unrelated case following his involvement in an armed robbery in Las Vegas. CNN reported a poll in 2016 showing that the majority of Americans believe that Simpson was ultimately guilty of his ex-wife and her friend's murder. Harvard is failing, at least when it comes to protecting students from anti-Semitism on campus. The Anti-Defamation League has given Harvard and 12 other colleges failing grades for their policies on anti-Semitism. The League said that the report card is aimed at providing a roadmap for improving campus climate. The Anti-Defamation League assessed 85 colleges on 21 different pieces of criteria. Now, that criteria fit into three buckets. One, looking at administrative action and policies. Two, incidents on campus. And three, Jewish student life on campus. NBC News reports that Harvard, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, Princeton University, and the University of Virginia were among the schools to receive an F grade on this report. Harvard responded to their failing grade, saying anti-Semitism has no place in the Harvard community. We remain steadfast in our commitment to combating anti-Semitism and hate in whatever form it manifests itself. NBC News also reports that 24 schools received a D, 29 got a C, 17 schools got a B, and there were only two that received an A. Brandeis University in Massachusetts and Elon University in North Carolina. Investigative journalist Catherine Herridge told Congress today that the press and their sources must be protected. During her testimony, Herridge spoke in support of a new bill called the Press Act. The Press Act would protect journalists from being forced to disclose source information to the government. The House passed the act in January, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill might soon be landing on President Biden's desk. Herridge testified specifically before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government. She told members of Congress today why the Press Act is necessary for all journalists.
The legislation provides strong protections at the federal level for reporters and their sources. It would block litigants and federal government from prying into a reporter's files, except when there's an imminent threat of violence, including terrorism and in defamation cases. At the state level, similar rules are already in place to protect press freedom. It is my sincere hope that the passage of the Press Act will provide similar protections at the federal level.
Herridge was and continues to be at the center of a First Amendment case involving a national security-related investigative piece that she wrote. She was ordered by a judge to reveal a source on the piece that she had written about a Chinese-American scientist. She has refused to give up the name of her source. You may recall that Herridge was also in the news back in February when CBS fired her and about 20 other reporters. Herridge's termination came as a surprise since she is an acclaimed reporter. A report from the New York Post at the time indicated that she may have been fired because she was investigating the Hunter Biden laptop story. Investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson was also testifying before the House today alongside Herridge. For now, we wait to see if the Press Act is signed into law, and we wait to see if Herridge wins her case and is allowed to continue protecting the identity of her sources. Stay tuned. But with that, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Daily Signal podcast to catch up on the news of the day. If you haven't had the chance, make sure that you check out our morning show. It's right here in this same podcast feed. Tomorrow morning, I have a deep dive conversation with two FBI whistleblowers as they explain why they were both suspended from the FBI after they voiced concerns about activity that they were seeing within the FBI. Make sure you catch that conversation Friday morning. And if you have a minute, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on new shows, and also leave the Daily Signal podcast a 5-star rating and review. Thanks again for being with us today. Have a great night. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.